Make the most out of your time at work
with Karen Gately,
Leadership and People Management Specialist.
This morning with Karen Gately, the end is in sight. And no, not end of life, the end of the working year. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Karen, yes, we are getting to that point of the year where there is light at the end of the tunnel. The summer holidays, maybe a short break is in store over Christmas. People are getting just a little bit excited.
Yeah, exactly. They were getting a bit worried there before when you were talking about the end. It's not quite so dramatic.
The end of days.
That's right. I think it's been a really unusual year for a lot of people, you know, so I think that actually getting to the end of 2020, I think, is something that most people are looking forward to. But certainly from a work perspective, you know, it's typically time of the year where most people are looking forward to slowing down. Although I must say, other than our retail friends who have got a while to go before they get to have that break.
Yeah. Well, that's right, because retail is just going to amp up from here. But a lot of people do tend to get very stressed around this time of year, even though holidays are right there on the horizon. Maybe it's that case that a number of projects that were earmarked to be completed in 2020, all of a sudden you start looking at those deadlines and thinking, oh, I do not have long to go. So this morning we want to talk about managing that workload in those last few weeks. Do you think people get manic, or is it more a case of putting the feet up at this time of the year?
Yeah, again, obviously, I think it depends on our circumstances, but I think for a lot of people, it is more the manic version of reality. You know, I think it's really common for people to be trying to fit in a lot, you know, on top of the Christmas shopping and everything else that has to happen to be organised. There's a rounding off of the year that a lot of us feel pressure to focus on, you know. So if we are going to be taking time off, it's over the Christmas period or into the new year, then for most of us, we need to wrap some things up and we need to, you know, get them in a place where we can afford to actually go away for a while.
So when people come to you, Karen, and they say, I have too much work and not enough time, what is the best way to approach that?
Well, in my experience, it really does start with looking at our priorities. You know, in the vast majority of cases, there's evidence that we're also wasting time. You know, we're investing time,
what?
Energy, resources. Yeah, shock horror, right? In things that are not mission critical. So, you know, I think one of the first things that I recommend people do is just step back and actually really challenge, how are you using your time?
Yeah.
And, you know, how clear are you on those priorities so that you can actually be really purposeful in investing in each moment of getting the things that matter most, you know, done and moving forward.
Is it a bit of a cheat's way out to look at your list of to-dos and just saying, that could be written off to next year, that's a 2021 job, and pushing that to the side, or is that smart?
Well, again, in many circumstances, that's smart. You know, there's only so much we can actually get done. And part of that sense of overwhelm and feeling like I'm never moving forward, I'm never going to be successful, is actually starting with too much on the plate in the first place.
Yep.
You know, we need to be realistic about what's achievable. We need to understand, well, which are the things, which are the outcomes that are going to have the biggest positive impact, and those are things I need to prioritise. They're not always the things I'm you know, going to enjoy the most, but they might be if we've got a really tight window of time, the things that we need to be invested in. So, you know, again, I think if we're clear on those things, we can start to drop some lower order priorities off.
What are going to be the negative consequences of Joe Bloggs in the office with his feet up, just looking forward to those last couple of weeks? It's you know, cruising time. What are the negative consequences there?
Well, there's a couple that immediately come to mind. I mean, coming back to chaos next year.
Yes.
You know, we are in
Happy New Year.
That's right. You know, we've just come back nice and rested, and now we're stressed again straight away because we're having to hit the ground sprinting rather than being able to ease into it. But also just, you know, if we're an employee, we're part of a broader team, and, you know, our boss is obviously important part of who we're keeping confidence. So, you know, our reputation amongst our colleagues and our boss for actually being someone that's on the team and helping strive to actually get to a place where we can tidy these things up and all go on a break.
So, in short version, don't be the person that everybody hates.
Yes, well, I've seen plenty of behaviour this coming year where people come in really hungover to work. Everybody else is riding really hard to get to the Christmas break. And, you know, this other person is actually really dragging their heels. It's not normally a popular way of going.
I'm just going to go take a 15-minute toilet break. I'll be back soon.
Exactly.
Oh, well, let's see if you can motor through these last few weeks. Karen, we've only got 2 Mondays left to talk more workplace issues, but we always love doing it with you on a Monday. Thank you so much.
Thank you.